Association and your host, Ellen Boyer. Welcome to the first Women in Trucking Show of 2020. And if any of you made New Year's resolutions, probably some of you have made a resolution to save more money or maybe spend less. So we're going to talk about finances today, and we want to hear from you. 888-876-2336. 888 Road Dog. We're going to have Ray Lucia. He's a certified financial planner in the first hour, and then Sarah Williams, who's a VP at Triumph Business Capital, in the second hour. So if you have a question or maybe a comment about finances, money, we're going to start talking about it in a minute. But let me introduce my first guest. Raymond Joseph Lucia is an American former certified financial planner, registered investment advisor, author, radio personality, television host. He was host of the Ray Lucia Show, which is a nationally syndicated radio and television financial talk show on the Business Talk Radio Network. He's also an author. He played football at Palomar College, became a high school teacher and football coach, also played guitar and sang in a rock band. We'll have to ask you about that, Ray. Founded the Raymond Lucia Companies, Inc., and was the president and CEO for over 20 years. Lucia was named as one of the top 100 independent financial advisors in America, one of 10 financial advisors recognized in the magazine's 2004 Outstanding Broker Awards. And so the Ray Lucia Show began in 1990, ended in July recently. Anyway, he's got a very long resume. You can find him on Wikipedia, and he was also a frequent guest on the Sean Hannity Show. So welcome to the Women in Trucking Show, Ray.
Thank you, Ellen. It's great to be here, and thanks for the invite.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be just comfortable being on the air if you were on the show for 30 years, so congratulations on that. Plus, an author, you've written a number of books, and the books are available on Amazon, I'm assuming?
They are indeed. I haven't written one since 2010. I've written pieces, bits and pieces of a few others, but if you've ever written books before, you know it takes a long time to get your mind wrapped around it. But maybe sometime in 2020, maybe that's my New Year's resolution, to write another book on finance. Maybe for women in trucking, that might be a pretty cool idea.
That would be awesome. And so recently you joined with U.S. Health One. So talk a little bit about what you are doing there.
Yeah, I'm what they call a financial advocate. And I think it's really important because, as you and I were discussing a few moments before the show, I think it was Charles Schwab that did a study. And they found out that 65% of individuals across the country don't trust their financial advisor. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that because I know a lot of them that are excellent, but every once in a while there's a bad apple that doesn't know what they're talking about. And so I think what Bill Coleman and the folks at US One really wanted to do is to create an advocacy program for their members, people that sign up with them, that they can go to get financial, I don't want to say advice because it's really not advice. There's no product sales. There's no arm twisting. It is simply a way for individuals to get financially organized, educated, and to be able to have a sounding board when they are dealing with a financial professional, just to make sure to double check that the recommendations that are being made are at least in the ballpark.
Well, you know, Ray, I think people don't trust their financial advisor because they're handing their money over to them. And that's kind of scary because you're turning your money over to somebody and hoping that they're going to make the best decisions in your interest, not necessarily in their interest. So I can see why people would be, I mean, I used to be on a school board and they said, what are you, the people in the community, you've got their two most precious things, their kids and their money, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a real challenge, especially today. There's a recent study from FINRA that said 60% of Americans spend equal to or more than their income. Now, just digest that for a minute. That means 6 out of 10 people don't have any money left over at the end of the month to save for their retirement. 50% of people have no money set aside for retirement. And according to AARP and the Association of Young Americans, 50% have credit card debt, 40% have a mortgage, 30% have student loans, and 70% consider their level of debt problematic. So that introduction, I think, says it all. We need to advocate for good financial stability in America amongst all industries, but U.S. Health One is, I think, taking a giant step forward.
Well, let me tell you that professional drivers have one of the biggest challenges in their income, and that's because it changes from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. If they're not rolling, they're not making money. So it's really hard for a driver to budget because they don't know what they're going to be making in the coming week, unless they're paid a salary or something like that. But typically drivers are paid by the mile, by the load, by the percentage, and sometimes by the hour as well. So I would love to hear from any drivers who have budgeting issues, or maybe if you have figured out a way to kind of equalize that income month over month, week over week, year over year. So 888-876-2336. You've got Ray Lucia on the air, willing to talk to you about debt. So Ray, let's start out with an easy question. Is all debt bad?
You know, it is an easy question, and it's an important question, because there really is good debt and there's bad debt. Now, most debt, obviously, is bad. Credit card debt, high interest rate debt, and so forth. And the best way to really look at this, Ellen, and all of the folks listening, is if you were to put money into an appreciating asset and you had to borrow money in order to do it, then that would make some sense. Obviously, if you're going into business, if you're an owner-operator, for example, and you went into debt and that caused you to make more money because of the rig, because of whatever the circumstance may be, that's an appreciating asset. If you buy a home, for example, if you put $10,000 down on a $100,000 piece of real estate, as an example, you have a $90,000 mortgage, that's a debt. Now, if that's an appreciating asset and that asset goes up by 5%, that's a $5,000 addition to your net worth. So you invested $10,000, your net worth went up $5,000, that's a 50% return on your money. That is good debt. Now, bad debt, we all know. It's credit card debt. It's other debts that are high interest and they're depreciating assets. A car is the perfect example. You want to buy a new car, it drops 20 to 30% once you drive it off the lot, and then another 15 to 18% thereafter. So the tip, the obvious tip there is, buy a car that's used a couple of years. I bought my wife a used Mercedes a few years ago, and I bought it for literally half of what the car would have sold for 2 years later, and she's still driving it. I drive an old Escalade that's got 150,000 miles on it, and I can't tell you how much money I've saved, and I still love the car. So I think there is a definite good debt and bad debt. Stick with the good and do your very, very best to get rid of the bad.
Well, you probably have that in your book, Buckets of Money, but I've been a huge advocate. I know that the Millionaire Next Door, you know, the Millionaire Next Door book said the same thing, to buy a vehicle. So I just bought a Jeep Wrangler. It was 1 year old. You know, it had 12,000 miles on it, and I let someone else pay for the depreciation.
Well, that's exactly what you do. You let someone else, you know, you can also apply that same logic to a brand new home. I remember my wife and I bought a vacation home years ago in a beautiful place out in Palm Springs, and it was X amount of money. But by the time we went through the design center and all that other baloney, it added 30 or 40% to the price of the home. So with respect to buying a home, you might want to let the other people put in the landscaping and the swimming pool and the drapes and the hardwood floors, because when you start buying that retail day one, especially when the emotions are running high, because buying a home is an emotional decision, not much of a logical decision in many instances, you can apply the same logic with buying a house that's been there for a little bit and someone else has paid for all those upgrades.
So let's talk about using credit cards. Drivers, okay, in the past, they used to use what they called comp checks, and they get a cash advance on a comp check. They can still get a cash advance from their company, and a lot of drivers will get into trouble because they're taking cash advances, and so by the time they're paycheck comes at the end of the week, there's nothing left. But let's talk about the difference between using a credit card, a debit card, or paying cash. What do you think? Now, drivers have fuel, so think about that. Owner operators, when you're putting fuel in your truck, it can be hundreds of dollars, you know, a day. So what do you recommend our drivers do, our listeners do, in regard to using credit card, debit card, or carrying cash around?
Yeah, it's very, I mean, carrying cash around is frightening, especially if you're on the road all the time. So I would be very careful about carrying a whole bunch of cash. And I'd also be careful about having a whole bunch of cash in a debit card situation. I have both. I have both credit cards and debit cards. The debit card is nice because you can't spend more than that's in there. So if you took a cash advance, for example, you could put that on the debit card and just spend that money as you go so that you don't overspend. A credit card gives you essentially a line of credit up to your limit, and it's real easy to overspend. Now, credit cards have, I think, great advantages. If you have to rent a car, sometimes they don't take debit cards at the rental agencies. You have a situation where with a credit card, you can't lose more than $50. With a debit card, your liability is potentially unlimited. So I like having both. If you need a cash advance, you can use your debit card. The credit cards give you rewards, higher limits. You have the ability to use it, but you really need discipline. And for self-employed owner operators, the key here is discipline. Now, here's my suggestion. My suggestion is that every owner, and I was self-employed, as you know, for 40 years, and sometimes you learn the hard way, but in financial planning, we have this thing called the financial pyramid. And at the base of the pyramid, you know, the pyramid's real wide at the bottom and pointy at the top. At the base of that pyramid is risk management. And you don't go above the base until you've managed all of the major risks that you face. Well, in life, we manage the risk of death, sickness, disability, having an emergency. All of those can be managed with insurances, with cash. Now, an owner-operator has, as you just said, another risk. And that risk is volatility of income. I know that well because as a self-employed individual working in the financial services industry, if you're in the money management business and you earn, as an example, 1% of the monies that you have under management, and the market, as it dropped back in the 08-09 era, 57%, you just took a 57% drop in your income. Well, truckers have a similar problem. Some months are good, some months are bad. Budgeting becomes critical, but having a stash of cash to get you through the lean times, absolutely imperative.
Interesting. Let's take a quick break, Ray. I'm talking with Ray Lucia, and we're talking about financial planning. Right now, we're talking about credit cards, debit cards, debt, good debt, bad debt. But we want to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call us. You got Ray. He's ready to listen, ready to answer your questions. 888-876-2336, 888-ROAD-DOG. This is Ellen Voya on the Women in Trucking Show.
Recently, Billy Joel sat down behind the piano.
I had a melody in my head.
And wowed a small crowd of Sirius XM listeners with songs and stories from his incredible life and music.
What is the most favorite decade of your career?
This one.
Hear encores of this exclusive evening with Billy, along with the rest of his music, rarities, and all new specials. On now for a limited time on Sirius XM Channel 30.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Eric, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. We've heard from thousands of women about hair color, and the number one concern is finding the right shade. With Madison Reed, we guarantee you'll find the right shade. You can choose from three different ways to get color matched. call, chat, or text a licensed colorist who will help you select your color. They're available 7 days a week. Or take our online color quiz that asks you the same questions a colorist would. You can even try on different shades of hair color with our